Immanuel Kant was an 18th century German philosopher whose ideas have profoundly influenced the landscape of moral philosophy. His work represents a crucial moment in the Enlightenment, where reason began to take precedence over tradition, and he sought to establish a solid foundation for ethical theory grounded in rationality. Kant's most notable contribution to moral philosophy is the concept of the categorical imperative, which serves as a central tenet of his ethical framework. This principle can be understood as a universal moral law that applies to all rational beings, regardless of personal desires or situational contexts. In his seminal work, Groundwork for the Metaphysics of Morals, Kant lays out the fundamental structure of his moral philosophy, establishing that genuine moral obligations are derived from reason rather than emotional responses or external consequences. This is a significant departure from consequentialist theories, which evaluate the morality of actions based on their outcomes. Kant articulates multiple formulations of the categorical imperative, the most well-known being the principle that we should act only according to that maxim, which we can at the same time will to become a universal law. At its core, this means that before we act, we should consider whether the rule guiding our actions could be applied universally to everyone. If a rule cannot be consistently universalized without contradiction, then it is not morally permissible. For instance, consider the act of lying. If lying were to be made a universal law, then trust would erode entirely, making the very act of lying itself impossible, as no one would believe anyone else. Thus, Kant argues that while lying may seem beneficial in a specific situation, it cannot be justified when viewed through the categorical imperative, which emphasizes duty and adherence to moral law over the pursuit of personal happiness. Kant's philosophy gives rise to a second central concept known as the kingdom of ends, which is an ideal state where all individuals are treated as ends in themselves rather than merely as means to an end. This reflects Kant's deep respect for human dignity and autonomy, positing that every individual possesses intrinsic worth. Therefore, to act morally is to treat others with the respect they deserve as rational beings capable of making their own decisions. This notion has significant contemporary implications, especially in fields such as law and politics, where human rights are grounded in the recognition of individual autonomy and dignity. The idea resonates especially in discussions surrounding legislation that aims to uphold equal treatment under the law, as well as in debates on issues like privacy rights and informed consent in medical ethics. Kant's influence extends into modern discourse surrounding technology and artificial intelligence. When we consider the ethical implications of AI systems, Kant's frameworks force us to confront challenging questions. For instance, if we develop an AI system designed to make decisions that affect human lives, we must ensure that those decisions respect the autonomy of individuals impacted by them. Not only should the AI act in ways that could be universalized as moral laws, but it must also treat individuals as ends in themselves, avoiding any instrumental use of humans for the sake of efficiency or profit. Yet, Kant's moral philosophy has faced substantial criticism, particularly concerning its rigid adherence to duty and rules without considering the complexities of human emotions and relationships. Some argue that his approach can lead to morally questionable outcomes due to its lack of flexibility. For instance, consider a situation where telling a painful truth would lead to significant harm, like a terminally ill patient learning that their prognosis is dire. Here, a Kantian may struggle with the obligation to tell the truth, even if it doesn't serve the patient's best interests. Critics like Friedrich Nietzsche have argued that such strict adherence to moral laws ignores the richness of human experience and emotion, suggesting that morality must also accommodate feelings and situational nuances. Responding to such criticisms, later philosophers, including Rush Rees and others in the existentialist tradition, have pointed out the limitations of Kant's categorical imperative by highlighting the importance of lived experience and personal relationship contexts. They stress the significance of subjective perspectives on morality, suggesting that rather than adhering to rigid rules, moral action should also consider empathy and individual circumstances. Linking Kant to earlier figures in the Western moral tradition, we can see his philosophical lineage connecting back to figures like Aristotle, who emphasized virtue ethics and the importance of character. While Kant diverges from Aristotle's approach by prioritizing duty over virtue, both grapple with what it means to live a moral life and how individuals should act within their communities. In a broader sense, Kant's categorical imperative has paved the way for later theorists like John Rawls, whose theory of justice incorporates similar ideals about fairness and the importance of universal principles, albeit in a more pluralistic political context. As we reflect on Kant's ethics and their profound implications for modern moral dilemmas, it becomes clear that his ideas challenge us to assess our own actions and responsibilities in an increasingly complex world. In our daily lives, we often face decisions that require us to balance personal benefits against the welfare of others. Kant's teachings encourage us to consider not just the consequences of our actions, but also the guiding principles that underlie them, urging us to act in ways that respect everyone's dignity and autonomy. This call to reason over passion and the urgency of moral duty invites us to critically examine our own values and ethics in the contemporary context. In sum, engaging deeply with Kantian philosophy reveals a rich foundation on which we can build moral reasoning. His categorical imperative and the notion of the kingdom of ends continue to resonate in discussions on human rights, ethical technology use, and personal moral dilemmas. Kant pushes us to grapple with our obligations to ourselves and to one another, reminding us that the essence of moral philosophy is to rise above mere preference and strive for a rational understanding of our shared humanity. As we ponder these concepts, we might consider how they inform our choices and shape our engagements with the broader community, ultimately guiding us toward a more ethical existence in a complex world. Kant's moral philosophy stands as a monumental influence, not only because of its foundational constructs, but also due to the extensive debates it has sparked since its inception. One area that has drawn significant attention is the challenge of moral absolutism versus moral relativism. Kant's insistence on universal laws fundamentally positions him against moral relativism, which posits that ethical truths can vary based on cultural contexts or individual perspectives. Critics argue that in a multicultural world, such a strict moral framework may seem oblivious to the nuances that shape people's understanding of right and wrong. Take, for instance, practices that vary between societies, such as a communal approach to decision-making versus the individualistic tendencies prominent in Western societies. How does Kant's ideal of universality accommodate these differences, and can his categorical imperative still apply across diverse moral landscapes? In response to such dilemmas, contemporary philosophers have sought to build upon and, at times, recalibrate Kantian principles. One such figure is Martha Nussbaum, who has proposed a form of ethics grounded in the complexities of human emotions and the capacities for empathy and compassion. While she acknowledges the importance of universal ideals that Kant champions, she also emphasizes the role that context and emotion play in moral considerations. Nussbaum's capabilities approach focuses on what individuals are able to do and to be, thus emphasizing the unique circumstances of each person, reminding us of the depth of human experience that a strictly duty-bound framework may neglect. A further critique arises from utilitarian thinkers, who, unlike Kant, hold that the outcomes of actions are paramount in determining their moral worth. Utilitarianism suggests that if we cannot produce the greatest happiness for the greatest number, then an action may indeed be morally flawed. This brings to light a crucial point in Kant's philosophy, his steadfast position against the notion that ends justify the means. Consider a healthcare scenario in which a medical professional must allocate resources in a crisis. A Kantian perspective would insist on treating each patient with respect and dignity, asserting that they cannot be viewed merely as numbers on a chart driven by some utilitarian calculation. It raises the question of how we balance duty towards individual dignity with the collective needs in times of scarcity. As these critiques raise fundamental questions about obligations to society versus obligations to individuals, they invite us to reevaluate and refine Kant's original formulations. The discourse surrounding Kantian ethics in contemporary society often bridges into discussions of social justice. Activists who uphold Kant's notion of human dignity argue that systemic inequities violate the principles of treating individuals as ends in themselves. The calls for equity, representation, and inclusion in political and social structures resonate deeply with the ideals Kant proposed about respecting each person's worth. These conversations around social movements, think gender equality, racial justice, or climate ethics, draw heavily from the Kantian tenet that we owe each other moral respect, demanding that policies reflect an ethical commitment to all individuals as valued members of our collective human community. Now, let's reflect on a contemporary dilemma that sits at the crossroads of Kantian ethics and technology: the rise of artificial intelligence and its implications for moral agency. As AI technologies become increasingly integrated into aspects of daily life and decision-making, we are faced with ethical quandaries that beg Kant's categorical imperative for guidance. For instance, consider autonomous vehicles programmed to make life and death decisions in the event of a potential accident. If faced with a situation where the vehicle must choose between the life of its passenger or a pedestrian, how would a Kantian approach dictate the programming of such a machine? The categorical imperative provides a framework for addressing such dilemmas. The developers of these technologies are confronted with the ethical responsibility to ensure that AI systems function in accordance with universal moral principles, treating individuals not merely as data points or statistical probabilities, but recognizing their humanity. The challenge lies in operationalizing Kant's philosophy. How do we translate abstract ethical norms into algorithms that can navigate complex real-world situations? The balancing act involves ensuring that technology retains its primary function as a tool for human benefit, never offending the inherent dignity of those affected by its operation. Further complicating this is the ongoing debate about accountability. Who bears moral responsibility when an autonomous system makes a decision that leads to harm? In line with Kantian ethics, it becomes essential to ask whether the creators and operators of such technologies uphold an ethical duty to implement safeguards, transparency, and accountability measures. Can the moral failing be placed solely on the machine when it operates based on preset guidelines that derive from human intention? These questions will continue to grow in importance as our reliance on technology expands. Moreover, if we take this Kantian lens and apply it to another contentious arena, data privacy, we uncover additional complexities inherent in contemporary society. Kantian principles might argue for the intrinsic rights of individuals to control their own data, suggesting that respect for individual autonomy should lead to robust protections against misuse. In a world overflowing with information and digital engagement, navigating the morally permissible exchange of data while preventing objectification becomes pivotal. How are tech companies held accountable under Kant's ideal of treating individuals as ends in themselves rather than instruments of profit? Here again, we find an intersection between Kant's principles and the challenges posed by new technologies, raising questions about lawful practice, corporate responsibility, and individual rights. As we traverse these various domains that illustrate Kant's lasting relevance, it is crucial to reflect on the broader critiques that question the viability of an ethics governed solely by duty. How do we account for the emotional and interpersonal dimensions of human experience that color our moral landscape? The existentialist critique adamantly argues that Kant's neglect of emotional depth leads to an incomplete understanding of moral agency. The interplay between obligation and emotion opens up rich terrain for further ethical inquiry, blending the rational clarity of Kantian ethics with the often muddled realities of human relationships. While Kant's framework may be steadfast in its adherence to universal moral laws, embracing the dialogue with later thinkers, and integrating insights about human experience fosters a more nuanced moral understanding. Philosophers such as Simone de Beauvoir, for instance, venture beyond Kant by emphasizing the significance of freedom, choice, and the subjective dimensions of the human condition. By bridging Kantian ideals with existentialist thought, we push ethical dialogue towards inclusivity, seeking to harmonize duty with a richness of personal experience. Through our exploration of Kant's moral philosophy, we find ourselves invited not only to question the rules that govern our actions, but also to reflect upon the deeper motivations and relationships that surround them. As we ponder the implications of the categorical imperative in our contemporary lives, we may find ourselves at the intersection of duty and compassion, navigating our personal ethics, societal responsibilities, and the rapidly evolving landscape of technology should inspire ongoing dialogue, a dialogue that not only pays homage to Kant's foundational contributions, but also ever questions how these possible universal laws can coexist with the complexities of human existence. Ultimately, Kant's enduring legacy calls us towards self-examination. In our journey through complicated moral landscapes, we must continually ask ourselves how we align our actions with principles that reflect the inherent dignity of others while affirming our commitment to the values that guide us. This persistent inquiry can foster not only personal growth, but also cultivate a more just world, one that honors the complexity of our shared humanity while holding steadfast to the belief that reason can and should guide our ethical choices. In a world demanding careful moral discernment, perhaps Kant's philosophy serves as a steadfast companion, reminding us that the core of moral life remains an aspiration towards a greater ethical order in which we participate. Each of us carries the challenge and privilege of this endeavor in our daily lives, navigating the balance of duty, respect, and human connection as we strive to act in ways that honor all of who we are and who we can be. In considering the profound impact of Kant's moral philosophy, we must delve deeper into the practical implications and the ongoing conversations as ideas foster in contemporary ethical discourse. One crucial area of exploration is the relationship between virtue ethics and Kantian deontology. As we touched upon earlier, Kant places significant emphasis on duty and adherence to moral law. Yet, this ethos doesn't inherently dismiss the importance of character, virtue, and moral motivation, themes more robustly explored by thinkers like Aristotle. While Aristotle's virtue ethics highlight the development of good character traits that inform moral actions, Kantian ethics offers a robust structure that might seem to lack the warmth and flexibility of virtue-based approaches. Aristotle would argue that a virtuous person naturally desires to act in accordance with virtue, so moral action flows from one's character. In contrast, Kant argues that moral actions derive from rationality and the recognition of duty, raising relevant questions about the motivations behind moral behavior. Wouldn't it be more enriching to cultivate a moral character that naturally aligns with such duties, rather than merely adhering to a set of moral laws? This discourse invites vibrant debates on whether moral philosophy should prioritize character cultivation alongside the strictures of duty. For example, in modern workplaces, these concepts directly influence corporate ethics, where the character of leadership and their commitment to ethical behavior play a pivotal role in shaping the culture of an organization. How can we foster an environment where employees feel a sense of duty toward ethical conduct while also nurturing their individual virtues? This balance is essential in creating sustainable moral practices within corporations. Moreover, in educational settings, the integration of Kantian ethics and virtue ethics can offer rich pedagogical possibilities. Educators might design curricula that encourage students to explore their duties, both to themselves and to society, while simultaneously embracing the significance of developing moral virtues. Consider, for instance, programs that promote civic engagement alongside discussions of moral responsibility. Fostering a sense of duty reinforces communal ties and instilling virtues like empathy and honesty shapes morally conscious citizens. As we further analyze Kant's moral philosophy, it is crucial to address the concept of moral absolutes, which we touched on earlier when discussing the implications of Kantian ethics within the global landscape. To what extent can moral absolutes hold when traversing diverse cultures with varying moral frameworks? Kant's categorical imperative asserts the universality of moral law, yet critics argue that it may overlook the realities of cultural relativism. An illustrative example can be drawn from contemporary discussions surrounding global human rights initiatives versus cultural practices that may conflict with those rights. In some societies, customs such as honor killings or arranged marriages may be viewed as culturally entrenched practices, prompting debates about the imposition of a universal moral framework. Does the enforcement of Kant's moral absolutism negate the agency and understanding of these cultures? Perhaps more importantly, how can we ethically engage with cultural practices that diverge from those held in our own society? Navigating this moral landscape demands careful consideration and respect for human dignity as championed by Kant, raising essential questions about how to assert universal principles while honoring the individuals embedded in complex cultural contexts. Modern philosophers like Charles Taylor have entered this debate, advocating for a framework that respects cultural diversity while seeking common ground within universal ideals. Taylor suggests that rather than imposing Western values, we can engage in dialogue that recognizes our shared moral foundation while allowing space for cultural expressions of dignity and rights. This critical examination naturally leads us to the practicality of Kantian ethics within the realm of law and justice, where its principles provide a clear structure for navigating moral dilemmas while reinforcing the notion of human dignity and equality. Legal systems across the globe are often tasked with upholding individuals' rights founded on the principles of justice rooted in Kantian ethics. Yet, we must grapple with the complexities that arise when law and moral duty intersect. For instance, consider the legal practice of plea bargaining in the criminal justice system, a process that allows a defendant to plead guilty to a lesser charge in exchange for a lighter sentence. Some critics argue that this practice undermines justice by prioritizing expedience over moral responsibility. A Kantian perspective may raise an eyebrow, questioning whether it respects the dignity of individuals involved and whether it genuinely reflects moral principles that can be universalized. When defendants plead guilty to crimes they may not have committed under the pressure of disproportionate penalties, how does this align with the Kantian imperative that moral decisions ought to respect individual humanity? The implications are far-reaching, touching upon notions of fairness, equality, and justice that call into question the very structure of legal proceedings. Modern legal theorists continue to engage with Kantian ethics, assessing how best to marry duty and responsibility with the often conflicting realities faced by judicial systems. The discussion around restorative justice, for instance, reflects a shift toward understanding the moral failings of individuals within broader social contexts, rooting itself in the belief that a morally responsible society should prioritize the rehabilitation of offenders alongside the need for reparation to victims. Kant's emphasis on duty and universal moral obligations can inform this discourse, advocating for a system that respects the humanity of all parties involved while recognizing the imperative for justice. Equally relevant is the discourse surrounding medical ethics, particularly where informed consent intersect with Kantian philosophy. The principle that individuals should be treated as ends in themselves aligns seamlessly with the medical ethics mandates for patient autonomy. Imagine a scenario in which a patient is presented with a life-altering treatment option that presents significant risks with potentially minimal benefits. The Kantian approach here is clear. Patients must be fully informed, equipped with knowledge, and permitted to make decisions regarding their health without coercion or misleading information. Yet one must also grapple with the complexities of informed consent in an era where information is abundant but often misinterpreted. Informed consent must strive to balance clear communication with the nuances of emotional and psychological dimensions impacting decision-making. As we aim to respect patient autonomy while providing ethical care, how do we ensure that all medical professionals continually uphold these scrupulous standards? The ongoing emergence of biotechnologies further complicates the ethical landscape. Innovations like CRISPR gene editing technology present profound ethical challenges that echo Kant's assertions about the sanctity of human dignity. If we start manipulating the very fabric of life, are we treating individuals as ends in themselves, or are we unwittingly reducing them to mere vessels for genetic experimentation? Herein lies the depth of the ethical inquiry. How do we apply Kantian principles to ensure that advancements in biotechnology adhere to the utmost respect for all individuals involved, emphasizing accountability and moral responsibility among scientists and practitioners? As we further engage with AI and machine learning through the lens of Kantian ethics, the challenge faced by developers and policymakers deepens. Consider the ethical implications of biased algorithms in making decisions that disproportionately affect marginalized populations. If AI systems perpetuate societal biases, are we inadvertently violating Kant's principle of treating each individual with inherent worth? The moral obligation to rectify systemic biases and ensure just representation is paramount in the discussions surrounding ethics in AI development. This intersection echoes the age-old Kantian imperative. How can we create technological frameworks that respect human dignity and promote equal treatment, thereby aligning innovation with ethical responsibility? Moreover, Kant's categorical imperative sheds light on questions of sustainability facing our world today. As climate change accelerates and ecological crises proliferate, one would ask, how does the moral obligation to preserve the planet resonate with Kantian thought? The imperative to act from duty rather than desire shapes the dialogue surrounding our responsibilities towards the environment. It invites activists and lawmakers to create policies grounded in respect for future generations, emphasizing that our actions today carry moral weight that extends far beyond our individual lifetimes. Additionally, in debates surrounding climate justice and global inequality, Kant's conception of universal moral obligations finds renewed relevance. Those in positions to make impactful decisions must consider their duties to the global community, reflecting a schema that champions equality over convenience. Nature conservation and environmental protection can no longer be regarded as optional. The moral law urges us toward stewardship that recognizes our shared humanity and interconnectedness with the ecosystems that sustain us. How can we act on this imperative while fostering dialogues that acknowledge cultural perspectives on the land and resource use? As we reflect upon Kant's moral philosophy and its rippling impact through various dimensions of life, it becomes evident that his call for duty invites us not merely to follow laws, but to cultivate a moral consciousness that seeks deeper understanding. This venture requires navigating relationships with empathy, respecting human dignity, and embracing the necessity of dialogue amid diversity. Within a world that is continuously evolving, challenged by rapid technological advancements and systemic inequities, Kant's insistence on rationality and moral duty provides an anchor, a foundation from which we can grapple with the complexities of existence while striving for an ethical future. Engaging meaningfully with Kantian philosophy invites us to examine our own ethical choices. As we consider the implications of his ideals, we might ask, are we living in ways that reflect our moral understanding of duty, respect, and fairness? How do we navigate the competing interests of our desires with a commitment to ethical principles? In grappling with these questions, Kant's teachings can offer guidance, encouraging us not only to act in the spirit of duty, but also to recognize our interconnectedness with others in our moral considerations. Ultimately, applying Kantian ethics in contemporary settings illuminates a path that invites deeper reflection on our responsibilities, those we owe to ourselves, and crucially, those we owe to one another and to the world we inhabit. In a time defined by uncertainty, rapid change, and pressing social justice aspirations, the moral frameworks we adopt can shape the trajectory of our communities and societies. Thus, As we navigate the intricacies of our moral realities, embracing the insights of Kant's philosophy can empower us to contribute to the creation of a more equitable and dignified world for all. As we engage with these ideals, let us carry forth the conviction that the heart of moral philosophy goes beyond mere abstraction. It invites us to embody the principles that can inspire positive transformation in our lives and society.